Hey, everybody. This is Karen.
And me.
Everyone else.
Hey.
Dome mics are on.
And
we're going crazy.
This is me, Madeline Smith.
Madeline Smith, you sound weirdly British today.
Yes, I have an upper class accent.
I don't know what the deal with the Omni mic is, Chelsea Bergen.
What's the deal with your mic?
Stop talking like that.
If you don't know what's going on, it's because tonight might have been one of the most depressing nights of our lives.
We're going to sing a cappella.
That
was a lie. The complete soundtrack to The Sound of Music.
That might or might not be true. This is Should I Like. For any of you out there who are listening, you probably aren't. But if you are, you're in for some fucking crazy ass shit.
Karen's going to masturbate on air.
That is false.
As promised.
We're just skipping around. We're going to sex. We're gonna do a lot of crazy ass stuff. We're gonna
play
not sing The Sound of Music. Stop it.
Just everyone needs to stop fighting it.
No,
stop fighting it. Just go with it.
What is wrong with you?
Go with it.
Really, all that's coming up is like really okay. Alex is now searching Sound of Music Do Re Mi.
No one
wants
to listen to that.
Everyone in the world.
Too bad I turned the Yurtmaster off so your shit
okay,
cannot be played. Nope.
No, just a little. Just give them a little taste of what they're missing.
Well, the
just
okay.
A little taste.
Like earlier when you told us
you have to turn off iTunes.
Julie Andrews. Alex thinks Julie Andrews is sexy.
That's true.
Okay.
Maddie is agreeing right. That Julie Andrews is sexy.
She's androgynous. Okay, a little taste.
Did you turn off?
Yes.
All right. Here's a little taste. You have to start it over from the beginning.
No. Right. It's fine.
Needle pulling thread. La. A note to follow slow.
Tea,
a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to dough. Oh, 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 dough! And here, a female
deer. Little known fact, this is the first song I'm going to play on piano.
Fun.
That's right, fans.
Let's
write that shit down for my memoirs.
Write that shit down not for Karen's memoirs that I'm writing.
Raindrops on roses.
It's not a memoir.
It's a bio memoir.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin
wow, that's
sashes.
Hot.
Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
All right, turning off the Yurtmaster.
Fine.
You're not gonna diddle.
Wait,
your
can we
clit.
Keep it on so I can do some like sound effects during the combo?
Fine, you cunt rag.
All right. All right, just talk naturally, and I will be your sound technician.
So let's talk about. Tonight, okay?
Let's talk about sexual orifices.
Okay, let's not. Let's talk about tonight. Let's give them a good story. A
what?
Tragic story, actually. It has a. It's the classical tragic sense because we all die at the end.
That's not a story.
No, I'm telling the story of tonight.
And you have
oh. Yes, you can. It's funnier that way. I don't understand why nobody understands me.
I think that's your first problem. I don't understand why nobody understands me. No more. Really?
Okay.
I wish when men got erections, that's what it sounded like.
Like what? Like this?
Yep.
I wish when men got erections, it sounded like this.
Wait, it doesn't?
Alex,
oh, good. Can we turn to plug in the cool lights?
The cool lights.
Light technician Chelsea Bergen with the cool lights.
God,
that was
messed up.
I know. We are so hot looking right now. We got all dressed up for gender fook. Gender fook. We go to Saga. We got Oreos, goldfish, bright lights, and terrible, terrible, terrible sadness. No.
That's a lie. I don't lay.
She only masturbates according to the songs that she keeps singing to herself.
You can keep talking.
Okay. Are you sure I can? This has been a really disappointing night.
Really? I'm really happy.
I'm actually happy too. I lied.
Well, no, I'm happy also, but like based on expectations and reality, like I'm happy. Like,
okay.
I was expecting Zoe Deschanel to just be like, yeah, let's get together. And it turns out she's engaged. Fuck that bitch.
Zoe Deschanel's engaged?
No, she's actually married. I didn't.
Zoe Deschanel's married?
Yeah, to Ben Gibbard.
Holy shit.
Is that not like the...
Zoe Deschanel is married to Ben Gibbard.
No, yeah. Not really. One of them's going to be a little chubby. The other one's going to be a little...
Wow, that's not how children work. The boys don't come out like little tiny versions of the
fine,
fathers.
One's going to be emo.
They're going to be so talented. I didn't say...
Oh, that's right there. Okay, you're right. They're going to be talented.
They're going to be talented, and apparently the boys are going to look like mini Ben Gibbards, and the girls are going to look like little Zoe Deschanel's.
No, no problem. It's not personal.
Is it?
It sounds like it's personal.
Sounds like he might have grabbed your ass.
Why would that be personal?
Because apparently you're used to it. Okay, I tried to... We were taking some, like, funny slash sexy photos. No one knows the difference anymore. I don't. I really don't know the difference anymore. But... I tried to get Alex to smile because in every picture she looks like it's we're taking it in like the 1800s and you have to stay still for 25 years before the picture is taken. She's like, yeah, her mouth is legitimately a straight line in every picture. And she's gorgeous, but straight line in every picture. No emotion. Anyways, so I tried to like liven things up, you know, give her the old a honk on the ass. No reaction. No reaction. Actually, it was. She got squeak toys implanted in her ass with the butt implants.
That Alex, sounds like a fart.
Alex went through a hardcore...
Excuse you, Chelsea.
You,
there's nothing worse than blaming a fart on someone. Because even if you deny it, it sounds like you're full of shit. You're like, oh no, I didn't fart.
But you did.
Exactly.
You know what?
Thou art smelt it, dealt it.
Oh my god, my mom says that.
Thou art smelt it, dealt it? I thought that was like
literally
a...
Literally then, it was Alex. She's the one who said it.
No, I didn't smelt
Alex
it,
farted.
I heard it.
Alex pooted. Poot, poot. Really?
No,
I know, because it was making the levels weird. All right, I'm
yeah, it was silly.
Turning really was it silly?
So I'm gonna ask some questions to stimulate conversation.
Okay, let's stimulate this conversation's clitoris. Let's
Whoa.
Stimulate this convo's clit.
Whoa, what? All right, speak.
Well, you could get people to listen.
All
right, let's hear some stimulating questions. You could ask people, like, turn it off.
Stimulate.
Wow. Alex is Google searching stimulating questions. Can you read what, when you type in stimulating on Google, what happens? What comes up as the top searches? Let's see.
Oh, good.
Stimulating
hair growth. Synonym.
Synonym. Wow. I can't
Let's see talk. What happens when I type in penis.
Stimulating penis? Oh.
No.
The funniest ones are... No, you're going to backspace. Oh, God. Alec. Okay, Pima Chodron? Pembroke?
Peen. I forgot.
You forgot how to spell penis. Penicillin. Peninsula. Pineal Joseph.
Nothing.
Penis. I think it's safe searches on.
Oh. All right. So let's actually.
It's cool. We're going to listen to some swing music because Alex is stuck in the frickin' 50s. Not that I mind. I do like it.
We are not listening.
No.
No? You don't think they would like it? Let's just hear a little
All
taste
right,
of
fine.
It.
Fine. Let's hear a little taste
she
of Rafi.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go.
Oh my god.
Or if I do,
cannot believe this is happening
my mother
right now.
Will say, did you ever see a goose kissing a moose down by the bay,
down by the bay, where the watermelons grow.
Back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, did you ever see a whale with a polka dot tail? Down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow.
Chelsea is really cynical
back
about his
my
music
home,
right now.
I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, did you ever see a fly
Maddie
wearing
a
tie? Down by the bay, down by the bay.
Can we watch some Green Floyd? Okay, are there any
back
song
my home
for later?
I dare not go.
Well, let's play it by ear.
Or if I
right,
do,
I'm gonna pull up
my mother will say, did you ever see a bear combing his hair? Down by the bay, down
wow,
by
I
the
have
bay,
never.
Where the watermelons go.
You know what?
My
suck my dick.
I dare not go.
Can we turn off Rafi, please?
Or if I
yeah,
do,
I'm just pulling up.
My mother will say.
No, but turn off Rafi.
Did you ever see llamas eating
you
their pajamas?
Turn
down
off
by the bay, Rafi. Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow.
Wow. Alex does not know when to stop.
All right, we're going to watch some pornography.
We're going to watch some nature porno. This is what Maddie gets off to every night. I'm just kidding. Maddie doesn't have genitals. I'm kidding. Maddie has tons of genitals. Maddie is a beautiful person with a kind soul.
All right.
End of discussion.
What kind of...
No, don't leave, Maddie.
Look, Maddie is the best and brightest star.
Maddie is so mad.
All right, let's watch some green porno.
We're going to watch some Isabella Rossellini animal sex bestiality.
Even though they can't see it.
It's cool. Okay, it's her voice is sexy as fuck.
If I were an earthworm, I would have no brain. I would have a long, slimy body like a tube. It would be formed by many segments. At one end, I would have a mouth, but no teeth. I suck up my food. At the other end of my body, I would have my anus to defecate. But I would pee from each segment and breathe from each segment. I am a very common worm, yet the names of two Greek gods, Hermes and Aphrodite, are needed to describe me. I am both male and female. To have babies, I need to mate with another hermaphrodite in the 69 position. Sexually mature worms like me have a clitellum, a kind of a muff that I can slide along my body.
Muff is code name for vagina.
First, I push the clitellum to collect my eggs, then to collect my partner's sperm. Then I slip it over my head and drop it to the ground. My little worms will be born in 2 to 3 weeks.
So beautiful. Nature is sexy.
Sounded just like me.
God, Isabella Rossellini's voice is seriously like velvet cake. Like velvety chocolate cake. Just want to eat it. God, I love Isabella. Oh, she's just amazing. Did you see that episode of 30 Rock with Isabella Rossellini?
No, did you?
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding? Of course I did. She was a crazy-ass bitch in that episode. Oh, my God. It was so funny. She pulled down Liz's dress. So great. She played Jack's ex-wife. More green porno. I don't know.
Oh, that's what that is.
Is that what that is? No.
All right, we'll watch some more porn.
It's not
some alarm is going off right now. I don't really know what to do about it, but...
We'll watch some porn.
We'll watch some porn.
Are they seducing me? What am I, a duck? Are they all mate with me with their corkscrew penises? Ouch! Forced copulation! Get away! But I evolved vaginal complexity to keep control. Ouch! Ouch! One of them is raping me. I don't care. My vaginal structure is a twisted tunnel. A labyrinth. I can block the phallus. Woo! I can discombobulate the phallus. I can trick the phallus. But the duck I like. Hey, you, Drake. I want you to be my husband. A little to the right. A little to the left. There. There are my eggs. Oh, you will father my babies.
I get a little emotional every time I see these videos.
I know. They are so just touching in every way. Just right in your naughty parts.
They touch your naughty parts?
Emotionally. Like not literally, but like emotionally. Green porno times.
Advantages in water.
Sorry. It was my bad.
A penis has disadvantages in water. Because it produces drag. And a dangling organ is at danger of being snagged. If I was a whale, a right whale, I would tuck it inside my body. And when needed, I can have an erection 6 feet long and stick it inside a female. Oh, she's turning upside down. Put her vagina up in the air, unreachable, so she can see us male fight and see who's the strongest. Well, we'll just wait. Sooner or later, she'll have to turn to put a blowhole above the water to breathe. And I, the strongest male, will mate with her.
What does he tell you get? I was not planning on letting a whale spew on me.
I don't know. You get some disease.
You get a disease? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, who found that out? Who found that out? That is freaky. No one should be having sex with whales, besides other whales.
Mantis, I would hold my forelegs like this. And for it, I am known as the praying mantis. I can turn my head almost 360 degrees without moving any other parts of my body. I can change color to camouflage myself and hide in nature. My mate is a cannibal. She has eaten many husbands already. But that doesn't scare me. My sexual drive is the strongest. I would approach her carefully.
Yeah.
She's sneaking up on the praying mantis.
I would mount her.
She's mounted the praying mantis.
I would penetrate her.
She thrusts into the praying mantis.
She would turn her head. She would snatch my head off.
The praying mantis
she is would
biting
eat me, but I keep calculating. Nothing stops me. I keep going. There!
She's thrusting with her head cut off.
Sex!
And... good times. Good times.
Good times. That was great.
Hi.
Hi.
I forgot my name.
Your name is Alex Nauman.
No, that's incorrect.
Your name is
on
Puddle
on NPR.
Rainflower? Oh. Hi. I can't remember my name either.
Hi.
Why are you sleeping like a baby?
Today we're going to talk about
sex.
On National Public Radio. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Alex.
How are you today?
I'm feeling quite chipper.
That's funny. You took the word chip. you took the word chip and you added to the end.
I also put a couple of peas in there. But don't tell the kids because they don't like to eat peas.
That's funny. Good times.
Good times.
Did you just think of that one?
I actually thought of that one 16 years ago.
You poor whore. I'm sorry. I broke character. You poor, sad, old, dried-out whore.
We're never going to get this audition if you keep fucking up, Alex. You son of a bitch. Don't fuck with me. I have a 10-foot rod up my ass right now. How do you think I get this voice? So authentic.
Look
at what?
Chelsea's naked.
Chelsea has taken off all of her clothes and is rubbing Crisco on her fingers.
No one would notice.
No one would notice.
Tonight on National Public Radio.
We'll be doing
nursery rhymes.
Fuck that. Anything else but nursery rhymes, I would have been like,
yes, we're doing it.
Like, Matt is a child. Matt is a child. Let me put on my raffy.
Bob.
Black sheep, have you any wool?
Three makes you fool. One for the master and one.
Do not soulfully give a rendition of Baba Black Sheep on my program. That is not classy.
Did you turn me off?
I did not turn you off.
I mean the child off.
Yeah, I turned the Year Master
off. Damn it!
You put the child lock on it.
Let's put the child lock on the windows.
What? All right, tell knock-knock jokes. No, let's tell jokes.
Cock, who's there, my cock? Fuck you.
That wasn't funny.
Yes, it was. It was hilarious.
All right, let's see what's going
Best
on in the world.
Best cock joke ever told.
Yeah, I don't know. So are you following the royal wedding?
Really? Do I look like I would be following? Actually, this jacket says that I probably would be following the royal wedding. Royal bride's virginity no longer an issue? Was it an issue? You have been following this, haven't you, you freak? Alex, can you fill us all in about the royal wedding?
Stop turning it down. I won't laugh that loud.
I'm not turning it down.
Tiger Woods has come out of the closet.
That's not what that says.
I never said I was going to bring real news.
Alex is illiterate. P.S.
Rob Lowe
dishes about partying with Charlie Sheen in new memoir.
Oh, great. Rob Lowe had an infamous sex tape. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure his cock is large.
Oh.
And in charge.
Famous TV priest admits to sexual affair with cousin.
Wow. Wait, TV priest?
Why Glenn Beck is really leaving Fox News? I don't know.
Because he's dying, hopefully.
What Barbie would look like if she were a real person?
Are her boobs that big?
No.
Proportionately, they're pretty big.
Oh, okay.
Holy
shit, that's probably right.
10 recipes to jazz up your weekend.
Out of all of the Huffington Post articles, you choose 10 recipes to jazz up your summer weekend.
Triple cheese and spinach breakfast strata.
by Laura Lewis.
Two fresh organic strawberry scones by Laura Davis.
Those look good. They look really, they look like frosted shit.
Look at the, look how the white stuff is dripping.
Somebody hath come on my scones.
French breakfast radish and sunflower sprout tartines by Sylvia Shirazi.
Really? That sounds gross.
Homemade granola by Chelsea Lawrence. Bergen.
Chelsea
exactly,
because
Chelsea's granola.
LOL.
Orange and beer braised pork carnitas.
Breakfast tacos by Bria Helgerson. This is right up your alley because you're Mexican.
Strawberry banana soy breakfast shake by Nancy Lopez McHugh.
Shakes are good.
Blood orange olive oil cake by Brooke Dowdy.
Oh, what an unfortunate last name.
That is such an unfortunate last name.
Pear ginger scones by Laura Lewis. Sans come.
Almond crescents by Kelsey Hiltz.
Banana cinnamon pancakes by Amrata Renwat.
The white liquid special by Karen.
Look up Nature's Harvest. You didn't break it. Look up Nature's Harvest, the world's one and only cum cookbook. Nature's Harvest.
Is that a joke?
No, it's a dead serious truth. As opposed to a not serious truth.
Oops.
Do not really, Alex.
It's hard.
Computers. Nature's Harvest.
How is that spelled? N-A... Oops.
This is just reinforcing my previous claim that you are illiterate.
That's why I'm...
Nature's Harvest,
okay.
A collection of semen-based recipes.
I just didn't understand his humor is what it is. Humor is very personal. For instance, I think Karen's hilarious.
Thank you.
Okay, but the rule thing about spelling, like the I before E, except after C, M sounds like an A, it's a neighbor and way, and on the weekdays and the weekends and all throughout May, and you'll always be wrong no matter what you say.
Except
Wow. That was a great rendition of Brian Regan's joke.
Your joke just squirted in my mouth.
I accidentally saw a picture of David Boreanaz naked today.
Holy shit, how'd you find a picture of David Boreanaz naked?
Google.
David?
Because my friend John sent me a picture, and I didn't know what it was. It wasn't the naked picture, but he sent me a picture, and he goes, is that the guy from Bones? And it's the picture of David Boreanaz in the bathtub. So hot.
Oh, he's not really naked.
No, there's a picture of him naked.
Like, you can see his junk?
Yes. And I was like, yeah, David Boreanaz, he's awesome. I think he said he's lovely or something like that. So then I was, like, Googling pictures of David Boreanaz. I was Googling pictures of David Boreanaz, and I was, like, scrolling through, and then there's a picture of him naked. And
oh my god, he's naked. OMG blog. OMG social club. OMG, oh he's god. Naked.
I don't
Whoa.
See
him. Whoa! Oh,
holy
wow.
Shit.
What is this from? Was this from a porno?
I have no idea.
That is not real.
That's really small.
Is it?
No. I mean, I don't really know. I haven't measured.
Wow, more nude celebs. Why does everything that's just
Taylor
no
Lautner?
Theme,
yeah, that's definitely not real. Like James Franco.
I want to see James Franco.
I don't believe
new
this.
New movie.
Okay, that is not James Franco. I am sorry, James Franco.
That is James Franco. Is that not James Franco?
Come on, it's what James Franco looked like. James Franco caught taking a shower.
James Franco has.
James Franco doesn't shower.
True.
I'm also pretty sure that James Franco is actually
not diss
a real
James Franco.
I mean, and it's really great.
That's
in
right.
Bed.
Did you see the 30 Rock episode with
Jesus?
with James Franco, because then he has a body. He's in love with a body pillow, and he calls it Kimiko-chan.
Oh, you know what we're gonna do now? We're going to reenact an episode of 30 Rock.
Let's do it.
I'm so excited. That's fine for you.
That was funny. That was a funny episode.
The only episode of 30 Rock I haven't seen is the one where everyone... I think I did break it.
Why do you keep breaking...
I didn't break it. It's okay. It's okay, audience.
I know you were on the edge of your beds because it's late. Unless you're standing up.
This is really past my bedtime. Okay, what was I doing? Just kidding. I'm going to play some music while we work on our skit.
Okay.
No, it's going to be good music. Just wait for
it. Oh, my God.
I don't know why everyone's so mean.
You know what? Be ready, audience, for this hot fire.
Hot fire in your pants.
Oh, my God.
Don't hear anything. Okay, dead air. Good times. Why is that working?
Not on the mics.
No, it's not.
In the ear master.
A thing should pop up.
All right, while you get that to go, okay, I have a poll for you, audience. It's not really a poll, but I'm going to give you several options here. Okay, if someone sends you a picture that is clearly, like, a good
she's
picture.
She's asking if someone sexts you.
No, that's
really?
Not what was asked.
I thought that's where this was going, but apparently not.
So someone sends you a picture. Clearly, this has been established as a hot picture.
A sexual picture.
No one's
a
naked.
Picture.
It's not a naked picture
a
of
naked
David Boreanaz. But it's a good picture, right? I know, right? God, he's so wonderful. But that's beside the point.
Okay, really? Wow. Anyways, I just...
He's a good-looking guy. I mean, not as hot as he was like 10 years ago, but...
Oh, wait. I didn't mean to play this. Sorry.
Okay.
Keep going.
Do you A, say... Ha-ha. B, I don't acknowledge this photo in some way. Or C, I don't know. What's option C, guys?
C, sex them back.
Oh, yes. Or that.
Yeah, I think... It's hard. It's hard for me to say for sure, but
okay, really though, what would you pick, Alex, if this was you? A, B, or C?
A.
Really right now? Really?
B. But my favorite letter is A, so I'd like to stick with A, but I don't want to make you mad either.
If we had listeners, I would say you should call in and give us your answer.
The number is 413-559-6766.
413-559-6766.
That was funny. Get it? Get it?
Yeah, I get
it. Got it? All right. We're going to play a little bit of Muzak for you.
That's not Muzak. Technically, because Muzak is a genre.
Your face. All right.
Thank you.
thing that has ever happened. Oh my god, they're pumping again.
Oh my god, Chelsea's
thong is up her ass. Oh my, I'm so, we just did the Charleston hardcore for that entire song.
I hope you all were doing this girl.
Oh my god.
Wait, we have to hear it?
Magic spell you cast, this is Lovey and Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see Lovey and Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be Love and Rose.
A woman is a woman and a jump jiving. Bend your way, you gotta 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 jump jiving. Bend your way.
That was so freaking awesome. We just danced. We just
don't
danced.
Have time to read? With audible.com, you can listen to a bestseller anytime.
Oh, my God. Someone's ringing the Dip3 bell, but I think they're liars. I think they're straight up pansy boy liars. Oh, my
Woo!
God.
We did some swing, straight up swing dance.
Oh, my God. Some trampy ass swinging.
Some trampy.
As you can see, we're a little winded.
It was wonderful.
It was awesome.
It's good shit. Right after Maddie left.
Maddie missed the awesomest swing dancing you ever did, Sar.
Whew. So,
Alex has broken her mic yet again. It's been a wild ride.
It's been a wild
ride. Mr. Toad's a wild ride.
Oh my gosh. That's from right? Wind in the Willows, right?
Yes, I believe so.
So you are the coolest person.
Maybe, maybe not. The world may never know.
This works.
Don't fuss with it. Actually, fuss with it. Maybe I'll
work. Fuss with it. Do you want to have some background music?
Let's put on some background music. I can't even talk.
Is you ain't my baby. The way you're acting lately makes me die. Your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is or is you ain't my baby. Somebody new, or is my baby still my baby true?
Encourages you all to listen to more swing music, because I am not listening to enough swing music. That was amazing. I'm really inspired to just go out there and wear dry sunglasses, only black and white, and smoke cigarettes.
Sure. I don't know, but talking to you, Eric,
many good arrows.
Except ours.
So true.
Let's talk arrows.
You got Victorian. All right, Victorian was good. Victorian was sexy. Little did we know.
Yeah, Victorian was sexy.
That's when people were finding out about what turns them on, the clitoris, female hysteria.
Lots of interesting things.
Okay. Lots of hilarious porn photos, by the way. Look that up.
Old school porn photos.
Old school porn photos.
You opened the door to old school porn photos.
It's so funny.
It's
like, it's okay, picture this. Two old school dudes in like handlebar mustaches, fully nude, looking at each other, women standing in between them, curled hair, beautiful form, hairy bush, like full on bush, this like mischievous look on her face, and hands on both dicks. All hands on dick.
It's the looks on these women's faces.
They're just like, ooh, this is fun.
As like their nipples being sucked on.
Exactly.
Oh, so interesting.
There's
You're
some
like,
girl on girl. There is so much hilarious old school porn. You gotta look that shit.
You do.
Honestly, look it up. It's great. All right, let's move on.
Okay, so then you've got 1910. I don't really. I'm thinking a Little House on the Prairie.
That I'm thinking that too. Like,
okay.
Covered right? Wagons.
1910. I'm thinking wagons. I'm thinking Little House on the Prairie. Jump ahead to the 20s. Bam, you've got the flappers.
You've got the oh my god.
Rise of jazz.
It's so true.
You've got some hot stuff going on.
Like old, like the suits these guys had were just impeccable.
Yeah, women, you know, you've got women cutting their hair into puffs.
Cutting their hair, pin curls. Oh my god. The
right,
jewels,
so
the beads.
A nice time.
20s was a great
1930s,
time.
Depression. So
that's like not anything you want to be doing. Not fun, not sexy,
right.
Not lively,
a lot
just
of depression.
Poor, hungry, sad times.
So let's skip to the
40s.
40s, what are we looking at?
Old Hollywood glamour.
We're looking at old Hollywood.
Women in pantsuits.
It's
pretty 40s.
Bam. Do we have Chanel?
Oh, we have Chanel.
All right.
Oh,
so
my God.
This is a good time.
Old Hollywood glamour, that shit's hot.
And then we'll get there. We're just going through the decades.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have
50s.
We have Perfect Housewife,
Betty
Draper.
Perfect Housewife,
We're
Betty
talking
Draper.
Big skirts.
Big skirts.
The shirt.
Oh, my
shirt,
God.
Shirt blouse.
That's right. Shirt blouses. Pointy-ass bras. I'm talking about, like, the pointiest circle skirts, pointy-ass bras, like, it looks like you were at a station all the fucking time. Oh, my God. 50s.
So 50s.
50s were a wholesome time.
Wholesome. 60s. We're talking hippie.
I know. We are also talking mod. Oh, we forgot 50s Rise of the Beat Generation. We totally forgot those cool,
true
fucking beatniks.
Beatniks.
I want to be a beatnik
you
right
are.
Now.
You are.
I want to be the
right.
Jazz glasses, black
We've
and white.
We've got cigarettes.
We've got cigarettes.
There's cigarettes all up in here. Throughout
so
the whole
many cigarettes.
Entirety of the world. We've got cigarettes.
So many cigarettes.
We've got smoke-filled rooms.
Smoke-filled rooms. Which makes everyone look prettier. Glasses of whiskey.
All right, so let's skip ahead.
Bell bottoms. So true.
Long hair. Unshaved
pits. Unshaved
pits. Barefoot.
So much sex.
So much sex.
Sex in the streets.
Acid.
LSD. Grandma's bed. So many drugs.
So many drugs. Drugs.
Great music.
So we know what the 60s are because it's hipster. Let's skip to the 70s.
70s. Terrible clothing.
Tell me. What
just
are we
awful. Doing? We're looking at like really hot. We're looking at a little bit of Hampshire here.
We're looking
at high-waisted. Tight-ass bell-bottom jeans with platforms, and with the rise of Americana, like the rebirth of like wearing American flags.
70s.
Yeah, because this was a 76 was the 50th anniversary of the country or something.
Damn.
Not the 50th, but like not the 300th or something. I don't know. It's
3 million.
It's probably 3 million, but it sounds about more accurate. But there was like this whole revival of
Americana.
Just yeah, like it's proud to be an American. They came out with the $2 bill.
Whoa, blow my mind. Which by the way,
bicentennial.
$2 bill is
bicentennial.
Not worth $2. People think it's like $2. So great. The $2 bill is.
That's when they also came out with the 50 cents. But yeah, some terrible stuff going on. Really, really feathered hair and big earrings and Farrah Fawcett. Boom. Charlie's Angels. We're talking about some really disgusting prints. But I don't know. Sometimes you look back on that and think maybe it is pretty.
Are we talking? Did we jump to the 80s yet?
No.
Let's jump to the 80s now.
80s?
The 80s.
Oh my god.
The 80s? Okay, we're talking Flashdance, sweatpants.
That's right. Scrunchies, leg warmers.
What are those dress? Dance.
Oh, dance skins.
Dance skins.
Leotards.
We're talking ugly, cute hair.
Really, really bright colors. Crimping was big in the 80s. So was just tease. Just tease it till it dies.
Then we've got 90s. We're talking grunge.
And we're talking a lot of piercings and tattoos.
Flannel. Thank you, Chelsea.
So much
flannel.
Then we
got 2000.
Oh my god. But seriously, speaking over some smooth jazz makes it classy.
One was I just heard a guy say that he drank a bottle of wine in 10 minutes. And yes, the whole bottle.
Wow, that's really impressive, actually.
Yeah. Also, it's a good thing there was no one in FPA because I look like I've just been attacked. My lipstick is smudged, my hair is askew, and I'm not wearing a shirt.
It's so true. You're not wearing a shirt.
I think the clip people would be quite
concerned. It's true, but
that's what I need to say.
Very, very interesting, Chelsea. Hair, Chelsea. God, you know, I don't know. The 2000s are a pretty dismal era.
They're just like, let's bring back everything.
Let's bring back
that
everything
we stopped wearing
because it looks hideous. And
so,
call it ironic.
Have we reached the apex of fashion?
No, we've reached a lull. I don't think we've reached the apex. I mean, there is always something new. You cannot run out of new things.
You think there will be growth?
Change is constant. Growth is ever present. There's no way that we can. There's no way that shit can die. There are some people who can dress. It's not like everything in the 2000s has been terrible. This is some classy ass shit.
This is classy. Let's.
Woo!
Do
happy Saturday, everyone.
Happy Saturday.
It's currently 12:09 a.m. on a Saturday night morning. Because it's night, but it's morning.
So, what do we think that the 20 teens will hold for fashion? What do we see?
I don't know. Right
now,
we
did forget the whole goth thing.
Hipster. Oh, goth, hipster, emo.
Thank you. More New Englanders put their hard-earned money on Ford F-Series.
Instead of that commercial, we will just talk to you about nothing.
I'm not sure that's actually better. I mean,
it's probably not. Do not product placement on my show. Come on.
Why is my volume like dead?
Now talk into the microphone.
Why is... Thank you.
Silenced your ass.
They missed my hilarious...
No, I'm glad they didn't hear your goddamn product placement. Wow. Take offense to that shit. Take offense. And
babies in the bathroom count from 1 to 5.
Dance, motherfuckers.
Mama's in the front, digging on the jump and jive. Grandma's in the kitchen, waiting on Pop to arrive. Little Sally Mae's got a cheek to the wind and the pain. Crazy Aunt Mary's out dancing in the pouring rain. In the hop, and he threw away his walking cane.
I said, hop, hop, hippity hop.
I love you, baby, from the bottom to the top. I said,
hip, hop, hippity hip.
I wanna dance with you, baby, with a brand new step. And I won't be happy to rock it in the hop tonight. Yeah, well, my daddy used to tell me, sonny, don't you ever be late.
You gotta speak from the hop,
cause it's better than love and hate. And you were better off when you're standing at heaven's gate. You gotta bend from the hip if you wanna make it through.
Soup. I said, hop, hop, hippity hop.
I love you, baby, from the bottom to the top. I said,
hip, hop, hippity hip.
I wanna dance with you, baby, with a brand new step. And I won't be happy till we're rocking at the hop tonight. I love you, baby, from the bottom to the top. I said,
hip, hop, hip, hip.
I'm on the dance with the baby with a brand new step. And I won't be happy till we're rocking at the hop tonight.
Boom. Blat. Original rap. That was amazing.
That was Pops at the Hop.
I'm going to phase that guy out. That did not sound promising. So much swing up in this. Let's hear it.
What good is melody? What good is music? If it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the melody, and it ain't the music. There's something else that makes the two complete. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. All you got to do is swing. Do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. I said it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. Do what. sway. Do what, 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 do what. Don't mean a thing. All you got to do is swing. Do what, 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 do what. But it makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. You better get that rhythm, everything you've got. I said, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. That's jazz!
That is jazz, people. Alex just blew the mic's end into the best dance solo I've ever seen in my life.
That was my dip three. It's called the tampon dance.
Tampon dance, but 50s style. 50s style tampon dance.
Holy fuck-a-moly. I wish I had some orange juice.
I know, I wish I had some orange juice too.
You know, the calories I just burned could feed a starving village.
It's so untrue, but funny. Yeah, that's right. Laugh. Laugh at me.
Oh, suck a dick. Here, I thought. All right, it's good.
So, I'm getting a little tired.
Just kidding. I'm not.
Oh.
No, I'm not tired.
You're not tired?
I went jazz all night.
You went jazz all night?
Even though it's technically morning.
All morning. You went jazz all morning?
I went swing.
You went more swing?
Because it don't mean a thing.
Are you sure?
If it ain't got that swing.
How about one more swing, and you can dance your heart out, and then we'll call it a night.
All right. I think that's fair enough.
So I'm going to say goodnight to you guys now. I love you all. I hope you enjoyed our rantings, ravings, etc.
Okay.
And I will see you on another Friday, the next one. Good
line. Well, there ain't nobody worrying, and cry. Seems to me every day, every day, every day I have the blues. Every day, every day, every day.